CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Check it out. Ian Kenny joined us on the Bree and Jaunty show from Birds of Tokyo. Morning, mate.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're well.
I was going to ask you, Kenny, the new album, Brace, is a little bit heavier. How's the reception been in terms of it being that more heavier style?
It's been really good. We toured through November, December last year. We're on tour at the moment doing some regional dates, just picking up regional towns we missed last year. It's been really good. Like, the record's going down so well in the rooms. The record was designed to be a live heavy rock record, so yeah, it's a lot of fun at the moment.
Played many shows on the Central Coast?
We're about to, I believe. I think the next leg this coming weekend is the Central Coast.
Yeah, you're here this Friday night. We've got you down for the Entrance Leagues Club. Looking forward to that show on Friday night. You can still get some tickets. And
there's a lot of buzz going around at the moment. People really after these tickets.
Unreal. Love a bit of buzz.
How good's buzz?
It's a radio term, Kenny.
It's an industry term, Kenny.
It's an industry term we use.
You know, the single, it
dropped. There was a lot of buzz.
I think it's been a couple of years since we've been up to the Central Coast, so the band is looking forward to it, and it's good to hear that there's people I'm looking forward to it too.
Hey, no pressure for Friday night, but last week on our show, we gave away tickets to your show to someone who has never been to a concert before. It is her first ever concert on Friday night, and she is pumped.
Well, that's sick.
Yeah.
She just reminded me of someone that we met at our last show in Victoria. We had someone come up saying that was their first ever rock show that they've been to.
Really?
You know, I think that's such a wonderful, wonderful thing, regardless of what band you're going to see. But everybody remembers their first rock band, and if it rips your head off, I mean, that's what gets you connected to music. That's what keeps you coming back. So, yeah, what a wonderful thing.
Kenny, one of my mates has actually been one of your groupies before. She was a roadie for when you were touring with Carnival.
Okay, now let's be clear. Groupies, roadies.
Two different things.
Two different things. She was both. She was all wrapped into one, Kenny. Daisy. Do you remember her?
Daisy.
Oh, Daisy, yeah, I do. She's a legend.
Oh, she's a loose unit. She fit in well, she said. It was the best time of her life, she said.
Yeah, Daisy's a champion. Well, she actually did our merch, so she was there sort of, as in the industry as we say, she was slinging cotton.
Slinging cotton.
Sounds right up her alley, to be honest.
Yeah, but no, she's a champion.
It all sounds very Almost Famous, the movie to me, mate.
Yeah, well, sometimes it is a bit like that.
Good movie.
You've got a good deal happening, Kenny.
Hey, Birds of Tokyo this Friday night, Entrance Leagues Club. You get to see the guys in action. It's going to be a great Friday. How good's a Friday night? You know, you can just let loose.
Absolutely. Well, that's what it's all about. That's what the weekend and coming to see rock shows, that's what it's all about.
Should we put you down for a VIP booth at Sirens later on,
Kenny?
Yeah,
the nightclub here.
Is that the nightclub?
That's the place to be.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Now, are you setting me up? Do I actually want to be there?
It's a good spot, mate.
Daisy will be there. You can reminisce.
There'll be a lot of daisies.
Yeah, that's good.
Ian Kenny, good to chat to you from Birds of Tokyo. The Entrance Leagues Club is where you need to see them. Birds of Tokyo, great to have you boys on the coast. Thanks for the chat, mate.
Thanks, Kenny.
Hey, it's a pleasure.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Check it out. The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
13, 12, 16. We'd love to hear from anyone that's been on a cruise ship and give us your honest review, because I'm looking into it at the moment.
Some people are cruise experts.
Some people are cruise fanatics. Mm. They love it.
Well, it's all done for you. I think that's the idea.
I've heard that. Once you get on a cruise, it's all there. You don't have to go through, you know, when you do flights and all the transit stuff. Once you're actually on it, the holiday begins.
It's a real relaxing holiday.
I've never done it because I'm a bit worried about being confined to one boat for a week or two or whatever it is I go for. So I'm a bit worried about being stuck on the thing if
it
all goes bad.
The boat is usually
huge.
Humongous.
Yeah, I know. Mm. But I've heard a few horror stories along the way as well, but I've been starting to really look into it, and I'm thinking about doing one off Sydney that maybe goes around New Zealand for a week. And I'm trying to talk my fiancée Jamie into it as well, because she's never done one either. And then we're sitting down to watch A Current Affair, and Tracy Grimshaw does one of their annual stories on cruise ships last night.
The annual cruise ship horror stories.
Yeah, they've always got to do their quota of one every 3 months about the cruise ships.
Yeah.
This is what she was getting into.
First, the dream cruises that turned into nightmares, from creepy crawlies in the cabins to gastro outbreaks and unruly passengers. These holiday makers are vowing never to get on a luxury liner again.
Vowing never to get on there again. So I'm sitting there with Jamie going, it's going to be good. It's going to be great. Later in the year, we're going to get on this cruise ship.
It is a current affair, though. Never see stories where couple had an amazing time on a cruise. You won't regret booking one.
They tell me some pretty good supermarket bargains from time to time, which is good. Then they asked a bunch of people who had been on this boat for their reviews, and they weren't really giving it the thumbs up.
All I could say is it was just the absolute cruise from hell. The smell of sewage and urine was absolutely disgusting.
You could physically feel the bugs crawling over you, and I was scratching like hell.
Disastrous.
I actually really wanted to get off that boat.
I'd never encountered anything like that ever in my life.
Bugs, the whole deal,
bed
gastro.
Bed bugs, were they talking about?
Yeah, bed bugs.
God.
I've heard the gastro thing's a bit of an issue.
Yeah, I have heard that before.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm keen for that, because again, you're stuck on that boat.
I mean, a bit of gastro never hurt anyone.
Oh,
I always say that.
Chantel's been on five cruises, Chantel.
Morning.
Hello.
Hey, you've been on five. You love it that much.
I have. And we take the kids on the cruise and, I think it's great.
Have you ever had gastro?
No, not at all. Not at all. They are so particular about keeping your hands clean. Like, there's shows constantly doing a loop on your TV everywhere you go that you have to wash your hands. Every restaurant you walk into, every venue you walk into to have a show, see a show, they're washy-washy, they have this little song. I think it doesn't matter where you go. If you went to the Gold Coast or if you went overseas, you could still get, like, a gastro.
I went to an Indian place the other week, Chantel. Trust me, you can get it anywhere.
That wasn't even gastro. That
wasn't even gastro.
Oh, hot butter chicken.
But it was a preview of what it would be like.
Yeah. Like I say, we've never had a problem, and it is a great holiday. You do get on, you're looked after. For me as a mum, it's actually a holiday because I don't have to cook and clean.
Right, that's very true.
Like what the kids are going to do, because there's constantly activities for them. There's shows all the time. You can do as much as you want or as little as you want. You can get off the boat when you stop at port, or you can stay on the boat.
Did you experience anyone?
I think they've been given a bad rap.
Did you experience anyone when you're on there, Chantel, that maybe you guys were having a great time, but anyone that wasn't particularly having a good time?
No, not at all. Even last night, we talked to the kids when we saw the show and said to them, did you see anybody, acting in a drunkly order, or, anybody yelling and screaming? And like, we didn't even see that. And we just got off. Like, we got off on Thursday. My husband surprised me with a 12-day trip to Fiji for my birthday.
Okay.
And Chantel,
so the five of us got on, and, I just didn't have any problems.
Chantel, how long have you been working for P&O?
P&O's not my favourite cruise line.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. I was going to ask, what's your favourite? What's your recommendations?
Yeah.
I think for the fact that we have three children, Carnival is just awesome. Like, they just have so much extra for the kids. And if the kids are happy, mum and dad are happy. So.
And if I want to avoid kids?
Then, probably choose one of the others.
Okay. P&O. The one with the bed bugs. No.
with bed bugs.
With all the backpackers and the bed bugs.
No, it sounds good. I'd be keen to go on a cruise.
You want to come with me later in the year?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that.
Would you actually?
I probably would.
Should we do a show trip? Show cruise trip. Hey?
Show cruise. A show cruise.
We'll share gastro and bed bugs together, guys.
Still keen. Okay, yeah. Still keen.
Get up with Free and Gornsey.
Check it out. The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
13, 12, 16 right now. If you want to get involved in this, pick of the prizes this morning. We're talking about the weirdest McDonald's orders that you've heard. Maybe it's your own. Maybe one of your friends ordered it and then you disown them.
I had a mate that worked at McDonald's, and he'd mess with the menu big time.
Would he?
Yeah, he'd be out there.
Because they know all the good stuff.
He was doing Create Your Taste before Create Your Taste was even a thing.
Was he?
Oh, messing with it. Like, I can't even remember the things he was making. But whenever I popped in there, it was a good time.
Some people order the weirdest things. Like, one of my mates used to get the Filet-O-Fish.
Worst burger out.
But she wanted on the Big Mac buns.
You need it. That's good. That's a good tip. That is a good tip.
And she goes, it makes a big difference.
Because I had the Filet-O-Fish a couple of weeks ago. I thought I'll put it to the test. Mm-hmm. And the bun is weird. I don't know what that bun is.
Yeah, it's not great.
It's crumbly and it's like no other bun there.
Put
so
it
I
on a
try
different
that.
Bun. Yeah, try. Give it a go.
Big it's just a big fish finger, really. That's all it is.
It is a big fish finger.
But, you know.
What's the weird orders that you come up with in the drive-thru? Some of the stuff I order, I got absolutely teed off on the other night. Late night. Went through McDonald's on the way home.
Is this from Adele?
No.
Bieber?
No.
Oh, just
this was a night
McDonald's
out.
Run, okay.
Yeah, and a couple of my mates were in the taxi with us, and I ordered my usual that I get on a night out.
Yeah.
And they went to town on me. What I ordered a McChicken meal with extra sauce, extra lettuce.
Yeah, that's good. That's what I get. I get cheese added to that too.
Do you?
Yeah, I get extra mayo, cheese.
Oh, I don't know about the cheese.
Oh, the cheese is, oh.
Sounds like a chicken and cheese.
So good. Oh, I want one now. You know, I'm doing this, give you a little secret just quickly. You know, I'm doing this flexitarian thing where I'm not really eating meat at the moment. I'm just eating fish and stuff. And I've cut right back on the meat. Jamie doesn't know this, my fiance.
What'd you do?
Ducked down to McDonald's the other day and had a big chicken burger in the car park.
That's pretty much fish anyway.
Just sat there by myself eating a chicken. It was the best thing. I didn't tell her. Had
no
to go
regrets.
Home. She made dinner. She made dinner. I had to go home and eat the dinner as well. Going, oh, this is great.
No, you had to double dinner.
Yeah, I had the double dinner.
It's not the worst thing.
Oh, it was amazing. It was the best.
You miss chicken.
Yeah, don't tell her that. 13, 12, 16.
Weirdest McDonald's orders you have.
Okay, we'll go that next.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzie.
Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
Went to the Adele concert the other week with Producer H, Loopy Laz, her boyfie. We're all in the car. We're on the way home from the Adele concert. I was sleeping and Producer H wakes me up and says, oh, we're at McDonald's. Do you want anything?
Oh, that's the ultimate wake up.
It's great wake up.
If you're going to wake up for anything on the way home from a show, it's that. Sign me up.
And I ordered a sundae with extra fudge, the small chips, and a cup of pickles.
That's the weird one for me. The cup of pickles is just, what are you eating that with? The chips?
By itself.
A cup of pickles.
Well, a lot of people order that from McDonald's, can I say. That's not that weird.
I don't think they do.
You can't get those type of pickles anywhere else. I mean, Subway have them, but.
Didn't you say they thought it was weird when you ordered it, though?
Maybe.
Okay.
But I've ordered it before at McDonald's and they didn't think it was that weird.
How weird can we get? 13, 12, 16. We've got Breen with Dalba.
What's your weirdest McDonald's order, Bree?
Morning, guys. Well, mine's a quarter pounder with meat and cheese, a McChicken sauce, and onion only. And, oh, my God, it is to die for.
That sounds
yum.
Great.
I always get McChicken sauce in the lid, too. That's another one of my go-tos.
Oh, I'd be down with that. Yep. And just because we talked about it today, I bet you're going to go get that today, aren't you, now that you're thinking about it?
Hell yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, I reckon you might be stopping in for lunch.
Step it up to a pound of Brie.
Yeah, go the pound Brie. Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Get a pound into you.
Just get a pound of meat.
Why not?
You know? Just down a pound of meat.
Aaron's in Watanabe. Morning, Aaron.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning, mate. How weird do you get at McDonald's?
Well, I usually, when I go to Macca's, when I'm just, like, late at night, I usually go to Macca's down at Wizzaro, and I get a soft serve with no ice cream, just a cone.
What? What do you mean? So it's just a dry cone, nothing in it?
Just a dry cone.
Why?
Oh, sometimes you get it stale, sometimes they're fresh.
You just like to hit those cones, did you, Aaron?
I was thinking that. I just didn't want to say it.
Aaron, that's brilliant.
It's not the first one he's had before he got to McDonald's. Callum's in north of Ochre. Morning, Cal.
Morning, Callum.
Morning.
Hey, mate. How weird do you get at McDonald's?
Mate, the old cup of pickles doesn't go astray.
Okay.
Yes, Callum, you're on
all
board.
Right. No worries. Just the cup of pickles?
Like that clear frappe cup, you get to look at them as you're eating them.
That's the one, Cal.
Do you order anything else with it, Cal?
Usually I'll be getting, a double quarter pounder or something like that to go with it. But
of course.
The cup of pickles is just, it's a good little thing.
Are you,
a little bit of salt you can just eat as you're going.
We'd get
along well, Cal, you and I.
It's the best thing since sliced bread, the cup of pickles.
You can put as many pickles on your burger as you want. It's
exactly.
So good.
There's no that you order your burger. You get back to the table. The disappointment when you take your first bite and there's no pickles.
Oh, devastation.
I thought most people took the pickles out of a McDonald's burger.
No, I think it's
50-50. Most people don't have good IQs either. They're an all sorts of stupid things.
It's
the best thing on earth.
Pure stupidity, Cal. I agree.
It's all based on the pickles you eat. It's a, you know, it's a direct thing.
Emily's in Woy Woy. Yes. Morning, Emily.
Good morning.
What's your weird McDonald's order?
Okay, so it's not mine. It's my friend, but he orders, like, double meat, double cheese, like jalapenos, pickles, like the lot, double sauce and everything. But he orders it without the bun, so he has to eat it with a knife and fork.
Is he gluten intolerant, is he?
No, he just doesn't like the bun.
What the hell?
There's a few places that do that, where you get two pieces of chicken either side or something, and then you get all the bits in the middle.
Do they just put it in the box, Emily? How do they serve that?
Yeah, they give it to him in a box, and he just sits there eating it with a knife and fork.
Oh, no.
It's weird.
Oh, no.
Does he eat a pizza with a knife and fork as well? Is he one of those guys?
I don't know. I've never seen him eat pizza, so I'm not too sure.
He eats a Subway sandwich with a knife and fork.
Just double everything. Just load up.
Sometimes when I'm keen for some pickles, I go through the McDonald's drive-thru, get a cup of pickles to put on my sandwich at home.
I thought about doing that at Subway with the meatballs. I wanted to get, you know, the meatball sub. I wanted to get just a thing of meatballs and then cook it with spaghetti and have spaghetti meatballs. I think that'd be nice.
Is so lazy. Just make your own.
No, theirs are so good. But it's the same with the pickles.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
Check it out. The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
It's a question we like to ask ourselves from time to time, Bree.
Bree and Gaunsey.
Do people actually eat that?
Things you see in the supermarket. So they're on the shelves. People are actually buying these things. But who? Who's buying them?
Some of the stuff I'm like, does that ever leave the shelf?
You'd think that they would never have to stock up some of these items because they must just sit there for no one to buy. But so far we've tried canned chicken.
Oh, that was so bad.
Spam.
Bad as well.
Pre-made box beef and gravy roll, which almost made us spew just on the smell of it. And a chunky canned soup. Today I found another item, Bree.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to ask the people in this room whether they would actually eat this or not.
Well, we know producer Rach would.
Oh, you're going to get into it, Rach?
Yeah.
You want to get a piece of this?
The look on her face is literally like, leave me alone.
Well, I saw this at the supermarket yesterday, and I present to you.
What is that?
I present to you guys German-style bockwurst cocktail sausages.
Bratwurst.
This says bockwurst.
Oh, bockwurst.
The ugly cousin of bratwurst.
It's not even bratwurst. It's bockwurst. Bockwurst, which is like the cheap version.
So just think the little, you know, the little little red sausages that you buy.
They do not look like Cheerios.
These are cocktail sausages in a jar, full, like filled with water too, like a pickle. I'm going to crack this.
Are they pickled? Do they say they're pickled?
I don't think they're pickled, Brie. I just think they're sausages in water in a jar. This was on
the
supermarket.
Can you check the use-by date? Because they look like a grey colour.
Oh, no, these are good for a long time. These are good until the 15th of the 9th of 2018.
Oh, that's disappointing. So, Rach, you're going first.
No. Nah.
They actually, you haven't even had a smell yet. They don't smell too bad. 13, 12, 16, if anyone has tried these before or would eat them or, you know, buys these off the shelf. Yeah, you're right. What is that white stuff just inside the lid? What is that stuff? What's that stuff?
Oh, I don't know.
Everyone grab a sausage.
No. Yes, Rach.
These are going straight to my dog after this, by the way.
Oh, he'll love it.
There you go. Grab a sausage.
Oh, I don't know which one.
There we go.
I just fingered a bunch of the sausages.
Finger a sausage, Rach. Grab
I'm so done.
Can you please grab the jar? Grab the jar.
Come on, Rach.
Grab the jar.
Need to get involved. We're a team.
If I spew, it's going in your direction.
M from the newsroom should come in.
M, come in.
M from the newsroom. Come
in here. Try one of these sausages.
Oh, she's in.
In a jar.
Little does she know what these look like.
German bratwurst. Bockwurst.
Bockwurst. Don't get the branding wrong.
They don't smell too bad, if I'm honest.
I'm sick. I can't smell anything.
A little bit dog foody, but Em, come grab one of these things.
You're trying it. We're all trying one.
Jump on that mic over there. Just grab one. Okay.
At least they're nice and like, you know.
The food test is on here, guys.
They're nice and little.
All right.
Oh, that one looks like it's got like a hair on it.
We're all going to take a bite. We'll go around the room and get a review of this thing. So
you know what this is? It's a bunch of bad meat shoved into an intestine.
This wouldn't even be, like, the percentage of meat in this would be very low.
Who's going first? M.
I'll go first.
Oh! M stepping it up with the sausage in a jar filled with water.
She's a mum.
She's gone the whole thing. Not even a bite. Not even a bite.
She regrets it.
Give us a review.
It just tastes like...
Oh, no!
I think she's going to spew.
It tastes like a salty Frankfurt.
Okay.
Okay, salty Frankfurt. You look like you're going to... Okay, you're spitting it out now. You're spitting it out.
Are you eating it? She's a mum. She deals with lots of bad.
I'm biting in. Not the worst I've ever had. Not the worst.
I don't mind it, actually.
Hey, that's come up pretty good.
Not too bad.
It tastes like, you know when you get Heinz spaghetti and...
Nah.
Okay.
Heinz spaghetti and sausages. It tastes like
those
sausages in the sauce.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of those.
Kind of tastes like a twiggy... What are those, like, the salami sticks?
Oh, yeah.
That are super dried down and...
shriveled.
Oh, well, if anyone likes the sound of that review, you can get it for yourself. German-style Bockwurst cocktail sausages in a jar filled with water on special now at Aldi is where you find that.
Oh,
okay.
Does that make sense? Tell me that. Let's put a picture of them on the Facebook page if people want to see
how bad they look. If anyone has tried these, because I don't think they're flying off the shelf. They're 13, 12, 16. Hit up our Facebook page as well.
Great for parties.
I would hate to be at a party serving those things.
Kids won't know the difference.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
Check it out. The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
I don't give a news.
I mean, it's hard to tell the difference sometimes.
Yeah, well.
You know.
If you can spin a headline, then you can make something out of nothing.
You can.
And that's what we get a lot these days. So
there's so much crap on the internet.
We're going to go head-to-head with a news story we've seen this week to see who cares less about which news story.
Right.
Last week we had the same story.
I know. That was a fail.
I hope we don't do it again.
I'm going first.
Okay.
This week.
Good luck.
Oh, I just realised I've shot myself in the foot because producer H is the...
Judge.
Anyway, I'm going with it. This morning, guys, you won't believe it, but Ed Sheeran, his cats got out of his apartment. They escaped. It's massive news.
How many cats has he got?
He's got two.
Is he a crazy cat guy?
He's got two cats with girlfriend Sherry Seaborn.
They got weird names, don't they, the cats?
You seem to know a lot about this.
I do know he loves
his
cats.
Well, the cat that escaped, his name was Dorito.
So, yeah, there you go, the weird names. Dorito, here they come.
And I think the other one's name is Calippo.
Perfect, it's a nicey pole.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, perfect.
Anyway. Oh, this is breaking news, guys.
How long did it get out for?
Sherry, Ed Sheeran's girlfriend.
Jerry.
Cherry. Oh, same thing.
Cherry.
It's a dumb name.
Who cares?
Cherry.
Cherry.
Open the window.
Yeah.
And to get the cat to come back in, she tied her scarf together with another scarf and lured the cat back into the window.
That's genius.
Amazing. Amazing news.
I don't give a news.
Big.
So hang on, the cat was only out for what, a minute?
Yes.
Oh, God.
News stories. Came back straight away.
Oh, this one's going to trump you, Bree, for what people care less about this morning. But remember the 1996 TV show Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Oh, I love that show.
Are you telling me you really care about a show from 1996?
Anything Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
She's done an interview recently, and you guys are going to love this. Her and Ryan Reynolds.
Yes. Had it on.
Almost had a fling. Almost. Key word, almost.
That's big.
He was on the show for like a second,
What was her name?
Hart?
Melissa Hart. Yeah, Melissa Hart. So Ryan Reynolds comes onto the show for a minute, asked her on a date, but she had a boyfriend. She turned down Ryan Reynolds.
Well, can you guys believe that? That was a big mistake.
Now look at Blake Lively.
I know.
And her boyfriend is not to be named. I don't think she's with him anymore.
Oh, really?
So she regrets turning down Ryan Reynolds and Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys also asked her out on a date. Yes. Stop being so interested in the story. I don't care about it.
Sorry, I care about it.
I don't give a news.
I love that show.
Right. You need to pick. Which story do people care less about?
This is really hard.
She cares about both things.
You do love Ed Sheeran.
Yeah. I really like Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Do you really
as well.
Like that show?
But I'm one of those people that absolutely loves, as if there's anything to do with like celebs being in love, I'm like, oh my God, this is so cool.
When was the last time you watched that show? This is news from 1996, guys.
They run replays all the time.
Yeah, but if
still relevant.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch hooked up with Ryan Reynolds now while he had Blake Lively, that's interesting.
But that means it could happen.
Give it to us, Rach. Which
she's
story?
Actually really torn.
I'm
this is
actually
sad.
So torn. I think the fact that the cat only got out of the apartment for like 30 seconds makes that story worse.
Of one with an Ed Sheeran story.
I don't give a sh.
What? I won't take it. No way.
Yes. Yours is about relationships. Oh, so the last pretty cool.
Get out
you
of it.
You should know Rachel, the relationship tragic.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks. I thought I had that in the bag.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
One show that's been dominating, Bree.
Hasn't it, in the ratings?
Married at First Sight on Channel 9. We've got Jesse from the show joining us right now. Morning, Jesse.
Morning.
Hey, how are we guys?
I'm good, mate. Now, so for anyone that doesn't know, Jesse's the one that goes out with one of the twins.
Michelle.
Michelle, married.
Well, as far as it goes on the show, they're still together.
They're still married.
Yes.
What about these days?
Well, we have to wait and see tonight.
Damn
hey,
it.
Hey, we saw on the TV yesterday, the Today Show, they had Sharon and her bloke, and they had Michelle, and you were absent. So we just thought maybe dead giveaway.
Yeah, I was like, because like, it was actually supposed to be just for twins, but then Nick just dropped up, and they're like, oh, yeah, you might as well get on there too. And it was just like, oh, no, where was my invite?
But, oh, you know, like, got I left behind. Like, you know,
mate.
I know I got left behind, but no, nah, I couldn't go. Obviously, you know, I'm here and working in LA. You know, someone's got to work.
Okay. Have you been watching the show yourself, Jesse? Have you been watching it at night? Have you been sitting down and watching it with Michelle?
I've been trying to watch some of it. We did watch. Get to watch one episode together, okay. And that was the episode of the zoo. And it was a bit weird for us because we both. Like, we're looking at each other like, the day was much better than
oh,
I wanted
really?
To see.
So, and how they portrayed it.
Well, there's a lot to a day, isn't there? And you can only get so much on TV when you've got to play an hour worth of ads
exactly,
and 30
exactly.
minutes worth of the show.
Exactly.
So.
I find they can edit exactly. the show in any way they want to make the viewer believe something if they want to.
Well, I can't answer that one.
Sounds like.
You can, you're on the show. Have you been going out in Adelaide, Jesse? What's the response been like
Have
with
you been
mates
doing well with the ladies?
Well, technically, I'm not, you know, so I can't really do much. So, because I really can't tell anyone whether I'm single or whether I'm married. So
right. That would be such
a real
an awkward
funny
situation.
It is a very situation because, like, you know, let's say I got approached by a girl.
Yep.
And, you know, she just wanted to have a drink with me. I can't really go, oh, yeah, no, I'm taken.
You just get her number and call her after the show ends.
You've only got a week to wait, Jesse.
I just have to play these mind games with people. It's just weird.
You've only got a week to wait.
You'd have to lie to every person you know.
Yeah, it's like most married men.
It's not something I like doing, but yeah.
Jesse, I need to ask. When you found out you were marrying an identical twin,
good
did
question.
You think, oh, here's an opportunity to fulfill a bucket list?
No, definitely not. I know, it's like... I think the idea of it is something that, you know, every guy dreams of, but really, like, it's like a, you know, it's, you think, like, nah, like, you know, Shaz and I were always, like, yeah, we're always going to be just, like, mates. Like, you know, that's yeah.
But it's good
it goes,
that you have the option, you know? Did you get the hotter twin, do you think? Was Michelle the hotter twin?
They're both identical, so, you know, they're both gorgeous girls. But, like, you know...
They are both banging girls.
Yeah, they're both, like... had their differences. I knew straight away like that they were both two different girls. Like, you know, they may be identical, but like they are different in a lot of ways.
Hey, the show's been a runaway success, mate. Would you go on it again after all you've been through? Would you go back for more Married at First Sight?
Well, it depends whether I'm single or not.
Yeah, true. If he's still married, Gaunty, then he can't go back on the show.
Okay, I just meant the experience.
Hypothetically.
He's good.
Hypothetically. Hey, Jesse, you've been trained very well, Jesse.
Jesse's got someone with a whip, and every time he goes to mention that he might not be with her anymore, crack.
Bad Jesse.
I
need to ask, Jesse, are the experts as annoying in real life as they are on the show?
They're all right. They're
oh,
experts.
I can't stand them.
Experts.
Yeah, their advice was good. Like, you know, it's sort of like, you know, sometimes like, you know, when I was there, they were good. But like, you know, sometimes when you hear what they say on the TV,
yeah.
You're like, really? Like, I don't know. But like, it's a bit like they're stating the obvious. It's like, yeah, we already knew that. But you know,
feel like you're getting stabbed in the back a little bit.
You can only see so much on TV. Like, they can only put so much on. They can't exactly.
Well, I've got to say, Jason, you've been portrayed, in my opinion, quite well when you look at some of the other villains and stuff on the show.
Yeah, you're very likable, Jesse.
You're a likable guy.
Yeah.
Or were you not happy?
Bit of a friend zone kind of guy, but you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
You know, it's an interesting situation that, like, Mish and I were both in the same situation.
Yep.
And we both communicated well with each other, so I wasn't oblivious to how she was feeling.
Which is how they portray you, Jesse, can I say, which I think is a bit unfair because I was thinking the same thing. I was like, I bet they talk a lot more than what they portray on the show.
Well, like, you know, it's not so much that they make it look that way. They can only put so much on. And it's sort of unfortunate that it looks that way.
Nice guys finish last, Jesse. That's the only problem, mate. You need to get on there.
He's not going to finish last after the show if you're single, Jesse. Can I say you will be killing it?
Finishing first in Adelaide, and I love the door metaphors, mate. I know exactly where you're going with the door thing.
Oh, that bloody door! I've heard enough of that bloody door.
You need to walk through that door.
Like, I got asked that question so many bloody times, and so I just decided to give them the same answer. But then, obviously. I've used my answer a lot, so I didn't see that coming.
Well, I know you're referencing this, so...
You got a door, you got a gym.
You need to walk through and work it out, mate. You need to pump some iron with Michelle, all right?
I thought it was a real good metaphor.
It's a good metaphor.
I liked it, Jesse.
I like it too, mate.
Stick with the door metaphor.
Good to chat to you, mate. We tried to get it out of you. You haven't given up a thing. You're a true professional. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you.
Married at First Sight, Channel 9.
He will be killing it.
Oh, yeah.
If he's single after the show.
Especially in Adelaide.
What does that mean?
I've just heard that there's really hot girls in Adelaide and dud blokes. That's what I've heard in Adelaide. So
really? Flogs in Adelaide?
They'll be ripping it up.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
It's a story we've been following closely over the last month, Bree.
We didn't think we'd be following it for this long.
No.
We thought it would be over by now.
You may have seen it, the giraffe in New York City at the New York Adventure Park. They set up a live cam because they thought the giraffe was about to give birth.
April.
April is the name of the giraffe, but it's been going now for a month.
That's a
longest labour ever seen.
Can you imagine going through labour for a month?
No, thanks.
Maybe she's just joking around. She's like, gotchas. No. I'm not even close.
I'm not even pregnant.
I'm
just fat. Just been eating.
Had a big dinner.
Jordan joined us now from the New York Adventure Park. Good morning, Jordan.
Morning.
Good morning.
Well, good afternoon in America there, but morning here in Australia.
Yeah.
It's a bit weird for you, I bet. But, mate, what is going on with April the giraffe? What is happening? What are you guys seeing there?
Well, you know, she's progressing very well in her pregnancy. The misconception is that she's actually been in labor, and that's not the case. The camera went up back in February 10th and 11th simply to document the process. And kind of through media and what we're calling giraffe hysteria, people turned it into labor, but she's not there yet. So right now we're at the end of pregnancy. She's looking great. The vets are happy. We're happy. So we're just sitting tight and waiting.
Jordan, that's not like us as the media to spin a story, mate.
We don't do that stuff here.
No way.
Never.
All right. Never. Well, here's the thing, Jordan, because we've got bets running in here as to when April's going to give birth. I've gone the 23rd of this month. My friend Bree here has gone the 28th, and our producer's gone the 25th. Who do you think is going to be closest to the birth of the giraffe?
Wow. It's hard to tell, hard to say. I don't know. I think the 25th is a nice average by all means.
Okay.
I hope she can hold out for just a couple of days longer.
Is it looking like it's going to happen in the next week, Jordan?
You know, we've been wrong before. So, again, I hate to say yes or no. But what I'll tell you is that she's progressing nicely. And just today, we've noticed her appetite has decreased a little bit.
Okay.
That calf is being carried a little higher up and towards the back end. So, you know, this week, maybe.
How long are giraffes pregnant for? Isn't it like 15 months?
Yes, they have a remarkably long gestation of 15 months on average. Some can actually go 16, but 15 is the average.
Wow.
April might even go 17 at this point.
I think she's waiting for April Fool's Day, Jordan. I think she's waiting for the 1st of April.
That would be brilliant.
You know, her name being April and all.
She better not, because I cannot even begin to deal with that media storm.
Oh, Jordan, there's $30 riding on it in here, so that's why we have the interest, mate. You know, we're up for that free cash, of course. But is there anything special we don't know about April that we haven't read or seen? What is the interest in April and a giraffe in New York City?
Well, you know, I think the phenomenon that we're experiencing and the viral nature of the giraffe cam is simply because we're giving people an inside look to what goes on behind the scenes at animal parks throughout the world. And this waiting game, this process, is usually kept just among staff. Well, we've included the world in that, which has allowed them to become emotionally invested in the giraffes and tied to the entire journey that we have here. More importantly, you know, not so much about April. It's more about the conservation needed for giraffes. We have less than 100,000 giraffes left in the wild, and it's so common we talk about elephants and rhinos needing our conservation efforts, which they do, but people don't know there are four times as many elephants as there are giraffes left in the wild. You know, it's a scary situation.
Would have been an interesting time to partner April up then, I imagine.
Say that again, please.
To partner April up if they're so rare and hard to find. Was it hard to find a partner for
not
April?
Not something that happens in captivity all that much.
No.
Well, you know, it wasn't as hard as we would have thought. Now, April being 15 years old and her younger male suitor is only 5 years old, we needed to find so much the right giraffe to pair with him. He was a young buck just coming to age. So we wanted a female that had a few pregnancies under her belt. Some maturity that would kind of guide him through the process. She's done that well, and here we are.
April the giraffe. She's a cougar.
She's not a giraffe, mate. She's a cougar. She's got the younger man. Yeah. She's doing well
she's
for herself.
She's killing it. Can you imagine her with the other giraffes going,
oh, yeah.
That's right, girls.
My man's five. He's five. I'm 15. I'm 10 years older. I'm doing all right. Hey, Jordan, good to chat to you, mate. Thanks for giving us the update on that. And hopefully
the inside scoop.
It does happen April 1st, and it's a media storm for you, mate. It'd be amazing.
Well, thank you much, and it was great chatting with you as well.
Jordan from New York Adventure Park in New York City. Fascinating story. We've got a stream up on our Facebook page. You can see if you want to keep up to date with that.
Just
as well.
April walking around in the circle a lot still.
Feeling good about herself being a cougar. she's killing it.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
There's a nail salon in Memphis, Tennessee, who's in big, big trouble.
What are they doing?
Well, they've posted a picture. Someone's took a picture of a sign that they had up at the front of the counter at this place. And I'm just going to read out what the sign said.
Give it to me.
It said, "Sorry, but if you are overweight, pedicures will be $45 due to service fees for the pedicurists."
How does that change? How does your weight change the pedicure?
No idea. How does that even make a difference?
Does it make your toes bigger?
No.
Then what are they on about?
I don't know. Anyway, apparently someone's taken a picture of this because they thought it was just outrageous.
Right.
And they've posted it to social media. It's gone absolutely viral. And the guy who owns the shop got interviewed by a bunch of media people. And he said he decided not to service customers who were severely overweight, as it was difficult for our technicians to give them pedicures, and that they sometimes broke his expensive pedicure chairs, costing him thousands of dollars.
So that's what he's saying. He's saying they're too heavy for the chairs, and he's taking the extra money for a bit of compensation.
Well, not just that. He's saying he denied. Well, he's not denying it. He's saying that he didn't want to even give the people the service who were severely overweight, but anyone else who was overweight,
right,
he's charging them extra because he thinks it's more work for his employees.
Isn't that an underpaid job anyway, being a pedicure, someone that does pedicures all day? Dirty feet.
Yeah.
Cleaning it.
It's a tough job.
Oh, no thanks.
It's a very tough job, but that's not right.
Mm.
I don't agree with that. I think they're just trying to charge more to make more money wherever they can.
Tennessee, did you say?
Yeah, Memphis, Tennessee.
Are they you know, it's the state.
Yeah.
Don't they have an obesity problem there? Would they be having a lot of overweight people go through the doors? You'd be turning away a lot of customers based on that in Tennessee. Don't they love their fried chicken there?
Oh, they're in the southern states. Tennessee's a southern state.
You can't promote the fried chicken then not expect to get the bigger customers.
Well, I've looked further into the story, and the owner has also come out and said it's not just overweight people that we charge extra. Men also pay more.
Men.
$5 extra. You know the reason?
Stronger nails.
Just because they don't go as often.
So why would we pay more?
So they're saying there's more work because you don't go as regularly.
Oh, that is sexist.
Now you hate it.
I'm a guy that just wants to go and get me pedicure done.
Remember that time I took you to get a pedicure?
Yeah, you forced me.
And then you absolutely loved it.
Yeah, it was pretty good actually. I do remember sitting down. It was in a shopping centre, and I remember sitting down, and I've got quite, you know, ticklish feet, but the lady was doing it, and I started to get into it after I got over the tickle stuff.
Yeah.
And I just remember being in the shopping centre, and you could see in the door as I was getting the pedicure done, and I've looked up, and there was this guy standing on the railing looking down at me, and we had this moment where we locked eyes, and he just gave me this,
"What
mate,
are you doing?
Why are you in there getting a pedicure done?"
He wished it was him.
You don't need to be in there.
Trust me, guys like it. And
no guy, I'm telling you now, is I don't think there's any guys just rocking up to get a pedicure on their own account.
Our old producer Tom and I used to go every 3 weeks.
Yeah,
and I'm telling you, you need to manicure yourself. Girls like it. Nothing worse than a big hangnail.
What's a hangnail?
Oh, it's like where the toe's kind of like infected and nasty.
Oh, I agree with the salon. Charge away. If you're dealing with these issues,
no,
charge
it's
away.
Not right.
Charge fat people, charge gross people, charge just anyone that's walking through that door.
Anyone
double
who
the
wants
price.
You to touch their feet, charge them.
You deserve more money.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
Enjoy. You know how we were just talking about the nail salon in Tennessee?
Yeah.
I thought I'd tell you this story about my friend Amy Chapman. She played for the Matildas in the Australian soccer team for years, and they were over in Vietnam playing in, like, I can't remember what, I think it was the Asian Cup or something like that. And then they stayed for an extra bit for a holiday. And when she got back, I was over at her house, and it was like a week later, and she goes, "Oh, gosh," she goes, "my foot is killing me." And I said, "Oh, did you cop an injury while you were over there?" She goes, "No, nah, I went to this nail salon and got my toes done and painted." She goes, "Now my big toe's really sore, like really bad." And I was like, "Well, it might be infected. Have you thought about that?" And she goes, "No, I didn't even think about that." So we got some nail polish remover.
Yeah.
Took off the nail polish. Her toenail, her big toenail, was green.
From what?
An infection. That green. She'd obviously got.
I've heard of people that if that spreads, you can lose your toe and your foot.
She went to the doctor, and the doctor had to take the whole big toenail off.
I've been there myself.
Took it all off.
Toenails.
The whole thing. I will never forget.
So she's got
the
no big
smell.
Toe.
No, she had no big toenail.
Sorry, well, yeah. Minor detail, but it makes a big difference.
They didn't take the toe.
Okay, so yeah, so she's got no toenail.
No, she has it now.
Oh, it grew back?
Yeah.
No, okay, can't grow back.
It does grow back.
I was told, because look at my big toe, I got no toenail.
I think it depends how they cut it.
I've got no toenail on that
Your
one.
Big toenails are something else.
Yeah, like, but that's not growing back though, I've been told.
No, it'll grow back.
Really?
Yours have been ingrown on one side and the other. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Jamie calls it the brain toe because it looks like Pinky in the Brain.
Like, what is that?
Can we do a comparison? How about we get Brain from Pinky in the Brain and this and see if my toe looks like Pinky in the Brain?
Like, when you'd go on first dates, would you wear shoes?
Well,
not to be mean, but, like, that's a confronting big toe.
Hopefully people, you know, they like me for my personality and my good looks. Nothing to do with my toes.
Oh, it's your personality and your good looks. Yeah, exactly. Nice. that was so contradicting.
It's, you know, it's a package.
Package deal.
We are done this morning. Big show coming up for a Wednesday. More tickets to see Birds of Tokyo on our show tomorrow for Friday night's gig.
Oh, yeah, that'll be good. Amateur acting's back.
That'll be back for a Wednesday. We'll hook you up with stuff for that as well and just an all-round good time. Old School 9 and 9 coming up next.
With our favourite gal.
Rach, who's a bit sick. How's your voice going?
I think it sounds a bit better than yesterday.
Oh,
yeah, do you have the black lung? I've got something. It's something. It's terrible.
Some people find that sexy.
I think I gave it to her.
Did you?
Yeah, we'll make it out of the office.
I was going to say, we have been spending a lot of time together.
Yes. Kiss.
Too much. No. Kiss. Maybe kiss. Later.
No.
Later.
I love you.
Later.
Let's go see Beauty and the Beast.
Rach is next here at C. Boy.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.